Cranberries, Fleetwood Mac, Gabrielle, they all had something in common. Can you guess what it is? Welcome to the big dream for Napod Pomo, day 17. I'll give it away now, haven't I? Hi, good morning, my name's Dave and welcome to day 18 of my Napod Pomo series for 2020. Running a bit late this morning, very good reason for that. I overslept. And the reason for oversleeping, well, in my case, very simple and straightforward. I have this recurring thing that if I wake up in the morning, let's say from the alarm, which goes off at 5:30, if I go to sleep again, which shouldn't happen because I have a second alarm that goes off at 6, but if I go to sleep again, I often find I get the most vivid dreams. I've never been able to explain it, but it seems like that's the only time I recall dreaming is after the alarm has gone off and I've fallen back to sleep again. But this morning, well, it was really odd because I have a minor hearing problem. Not necessarily caused by age, but certainly caused by a build-up of wax, which I am getting treated. Sorry, that was probably disgusting. I hope you're not eating your breakfast as you're listening to this. And this morning's dream consisted of me and my ear in my hand. My ear had fallen off. And I was able, because my ear had fallen off, to see inside it. And inside it was all manner of things, a cacophony of stuff, including some fabric-like tubes, like big bits of penne, or whatever that big, the biggest stuff of penne is, but made out of fabric, that were just like wedged into my lughole. And I kind of reached in and pulled those out. Yes, I understand that shouldn't be possible because you can't just reach your hand inside your ear. But for the purposes of my dream, I was able to. And then behind, after I'd removed about 5 or 6 of these things, there were like 2 machine screws. You know, the kind that you put in with an Allen key, maybe flat-back furniture style screws. And I looked to the person next to me, who I thought was Caroline, my wife, and actually turned out to be a surgeon of some kind, who pointed out that you can't remove these screws, even though they look like they're hanging out, because they're holding my head together with a metal plate. And I'm like, okay. Because in your dreams, you tend to lose sight of the rational. I suppose that's kind of the point of dreams, is that your rational part of the brain isn't quite working the way you'd expect it to. But I don't know, what is it about the way that dreams work that presents you with these impossible scenarios that you're just willing to accept with no logical reasoning whatsoever? I've never understood it. I mean, in my childhood, some of my most vivid dreams were all about me falling. I hated the idea of falling. So, of course, my dreams and nightmares were always chock full of me falling. And I've never really taken the time, I probably won't actually, because I don't think I've got the strength to go through and try and analyse what dreams might mean. I know there are people that do analyse dreams and they come up with some fairly reasonable explanations for some fairly weird happenings in one's unconscious, subconscious. And I get that dreams are a way of rationalising the day's events or rationalising circumstances that are going through your head at the time. But in what way is me pulling bits of fabric tubing shaped like pasta out of an ear that has fallen onto my hand, through which I can still hear, by the way? So as I was removing these tubes, my hearing was getting better. How on earth is that rationalising? What is it rationalising? Please don't tell me. I don't want to know. I'm not sure I have the strength to understand exactly what that was. But tell me, have you had any dreams like this that you just wake up in the morning and think to yourself, what on earth was that? Drop me an email, slurp@thelovebug.org, or leave a comment at the bottom of this episode over at thelovebug.org/dream. If you haven't already, please do subscribe to The Big Slurp wherever you get your podcasts. And if you find somewhere that The Big Slurp isn't, please do let me know and I will get that corrected. If you like what I'm doing, please leave a review for The Big Slurp wherever you found this podcast. I think that's it for today. Thank you very much indeed for listening. All my previous episodes for this project you can find over at thelovebug.org/slurp. Wherever you are in the world, take care. Enjoy your dreams. Just don't try and overanalyze them. I'll be back tomorrow. Please join me if you can.